currently, the testimony of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, and the time is 10:09 a.m. Very important to be underway this morning. We will not be online, and we can't come out to get them. I would like to call the roll for the House Education Committee right now. Okay. Chair Representative Andy Story.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
to work out bond around that. Like, even if there's not community spread in some parts of Alaska, we've seen in recent weeks that there are new cases, there are surging cases of extended across the state that are big cases. So I'm just wondering what type of conversations have been had within the department to really identify the fact that we're really not in a well-liked environment during a global pandemic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. time that everyone, I have questions, everyone online, and then the whole main concern is making sure that our children are learning, taken care of, and have healthy outcomes. But as they manage to work home, those situations, because I think sometimes we talk about it as like a success rate or response and there's a vaccine, but we don't know. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. teachers and parents, and so we thought we'd try this out. And a matter of fact, we'll schedule to start the year out. We want to go with the blended learning model, and we have prepared a lot of training for teachers so that they will be able to sufficiently implement blended learning in school and at home. Thank you.
Thank you. actually change our perception of the animal output globally. In fact, our first revision will likely be requiring the whole staff members and all the students to wear face coverings at all levels of risk, from green to red. Many of the same provisions or aspects that you have heard just now from our school district colleagues plans are indeed also incorporated into the KTBSD plan. At this time, Superintendent Tony will present a very brief high-level summary of our plan and where to find the full document. Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. The KTBSD is a comprehensive plan and information management.
So, if you can answer this yourself, then we'll find out when you're on the panel. Thank you for your time.
That's all. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Quentin Holland. I am the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction for the Kennedy Reservoir School District.
Thank
you. Our staff is Tony. Thank you, ma'am. The KTBSD has a comprehensive plan and information that we found on our district webpage. I encourage community members to take a look at that when you have an opportunity. Our school workers, consisting of 24 members, including school leaders, health experts, and our union presidents, we surveyed all staff and encourage our school students in May, June, above our 3,000 responses. We also reviewed the statewide KPI survey journal. We consulted with countless other district leaders, members of our community. I would also like to thank Dr. Zink and Commissioner Johnson for also meeting with us. Our work has been organized around two themes, some of those words from the themes we found on slide 20. Two words, and I'll start with one of them, equity. We're really focused on how can I make a plan for the work for our students, not just for the support of home or family and high school. And we have a district of 42 schools, very diverse schools and locations across Maryland, South of West Virginia. And not everyone has the same access to technology or the same supports at home as others. We also spend a lot of it on parent choice. Parent choice is a big thing in our district. We do a lot, center a lot of that. To pick up the AFL standard panel with three choices for parents. We have our English learning 5 days a week. We have remote learning at our neighborhood school. We have another homeschool program. And the whole thing over there is actually, people become more comfortable with stress level change. They will come back to our school and they have to not talk about a lot of order. And we'll get that out of it to deal with what the circumstances are. And children are key and parents have a choice that they have. We also focus on cognitive learning and consistency. We have heard clearly from our community members and families that they need to have something consistent that is not just their school, it's not just their school as well. But they can predict when they're going to be at school. It's key to our children also learning and developing and people in our community. We have a lot of people out there that are learning just like all across the country. We also be concerned with safety and well-being. And within that, we could have step up three of the field staff goes into that, cleaning the infrastructure, roads, other culverts, and multiplying our buildings. And then we also emphasize flexibility. We're going to be flexible up until the very end of throughout this year with the new science and new information that we've got, including risk levels. This is the end of our plans for the board for approval in July, July 15th. Things have changed for us with risk levels and information that we're getting to know with the adjustment that is needed. We also, like I said before, have 42 schools, and we know that we're finding it at all, so we have to do things like ranking, and also consider our schools that are more remote, how some look different, each one school that may have much more staff support students. But that's all factored into what we do. they have an enrollment increase of 10% or more. With that, I would be happy to stand for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. Mr. Howard, and Uncle Ben, I do have some questions from Dr. Mayweather. I'll leave it that way at the time. And I really appreciate all the information that you folks have been bringing to us, but particularly the physical situation. So let's continue. We have one more after competitive presentation that we can have to do. our issues and challenges. Talk about wind running, Sam, these trucks, you know, planning over the summer, that's been a challenge, and we've had to come and put some creative solutions on staff back home. We're hoping to bring many of our teachers back as soon as August 1st, and so we can start kind of planning for the variety of where we're going to be at between the in-class instruction, blended learning, virtual, or, a kind of a hybrid type model. The situation that I think many of us run into as educators is that some traditional teacher workbook programs, many virtual teachers feel it's been changing over the last few years, but we're not trying as teachers to deliver, I guess, the online and distance delivery model. Many of us have been working on that. We've had professional development that we've introduced, where some folks have taken it upon themselves to learn about, but it's a different method we know of instructional delivery. And that's something that we don't know that we have enough time to prepare our staff adequately. We ask ourselves, in addition to a week of in-service, do we need 2 weeks or 3 weeks? And that's something that we're really trying to kind of figure out in our relationship models. The big thing, too, is not for lack of money or resources for us. We usually try to find recommendations on what to bring some safety things from first-hand sanitizer. The big thing being like plexiglass, just the availability in our state. At one point, a few weeks ago, with the support of our local city, they're trying to help start bringing resources for us as we start the year. I think we were responsible for purchasing at least every single style of hand sanitizer pump in the entire state. I think there were only about 30 in stock in the entire state, and I think we bought every one. As plexiglass, it's becoming a real need, it's hard to bring, so we can do that. And as well as staffing, what we're running into with staffing is learning, the legislation that has been passed and stuff for the response is, to the COVID coronavirus with regard to unemployment. We don't have a local labor pool for the entry level staff right now. We need to increase the number of support staff, especially custodians. And we've had individuals tell us, they're making longer unemployment and they won't be, starting with the budget. And while it's got to understand support for the economy, it's going to have an impact on our level as we try to staff up. We want to try to bring in as many custodians for the added cleaning that we're needing. And we just may not have it done. We're not receiving a large amount of money for COVID or CARES Act. I think the total is about $170,000. A big portion of that was kind of allocated for school nurse, because I'm going to have teachers that are expected to make medical decisions at the start of the year. They're not, they're very capable in a lot of things, but
very much to all of you. But really appreciate seeing how everybody's working together around the state to make sure that our kids get back to school. I know it's really important to every family in the state that their kids do get the education that they deserve and that they require of institutions. I do want to look at kind of at least 170 viewers online today. I didn't look at my website, and it really surprised me. The person, maybe I just want to find out if this is one of mine, but I think there's a lot of interest in schools opening, and that's really fun to meet up this year. The movie archives are the existing police and slide decks and additional documents. I do want the information on the website to be factual, but the right hand of the American Academy of Pediatrics changed its guidance on the school opening from back to admission on June 29th. It means that it's not on July 23rd. It's almost 2 weeks later. Things are going to change rapidly, and I think all of us need to pay attention to what's going on out there in terms of information that is critical to the health of our children. From the NPR